For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. I'm Dr. Howard Piper, or as Dr. Vijay calls me, Dr. H, or Dr. H. You can call me Dr. H. Just don't call me late for dinner. Anyways, with that little joke, Dr. Vijay is traveling again. That woman travels quite a bit, but she's always passing by and giving her love to everybody. Now, last week we had a great guest, Jacqueline Small. If you haven't had an opportunity to go to any Jackie seminars, please do. If she's in your city or country, because this show is all over the world on the internet, you know, please go to it. You know, her book that we did interview with last week was called The Sacred Purpose of Being Human. And I met her many years ago, probably in the mid-late 80s, when she wrote a book called Awakening in Time and Then Naturally Therapeutic. Now, she has a great new book, which just came out recently. We didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. It's called Bedside Manners for Doctors. Docs, if you are listening, nurses, if you are listening, get this book by Jacqueline Small, Bedside Manners for Doctors. It is absolutely awesome. I mean, it talks about compassion. It talks about having patience. You know, all these neat things that we learn, but not in medical school. Sorry about that. So, do I have some news? Yes, I do. Here's an article that's really interesting. Can you really eat your way to happiness? The mood-food connection. And the article says, yes, you can really eat your way to happiness, but perhaps not in the way you might first imagine. That reminds me, when I was little, if I wasn't feeling good, if I was sad, my mom would say, oh, just have a cookie or have a piece of cake. Well, I learned through the years to stuff my feelings, but we're not going to do that. So we're going to read this article. By happiness, I mean lasting happiness, not the fleeting kind of sensory happiness that might be experienced from sucking the cream filling out of a Twinkie. Now, see, I don't like Twinkies, but the Oreo cookies I did. And that's the distinction that really matters here. When I talk about happiness, I'm talking about sustainable happiness, not a brief moment, like instant gratification, that soon reverses itself and leads to depression. A lot of people try to eat their way to happiness by eating the instant joy foods like ice cream, donuts, cookies, and yes, even Twinkies. Sure can make us momentarily uplifted because this refined molecule temporarily boosts blood sugar and activities, alters brain chemistry. But like any drug, and sugar is a drug, believe me, and our great guest will talk about this later today, the depression after it wears off is far worse than the brief happiness it appeared to give us. And in the worst case, we sometimes fall in a pattern of treating that mental rut with yet another hit of sugar to try to keep the happiness going. Talk to some people that are recovering alcoholics, people that are sober, and they will tell you the same story because there's sugar in alcohol, there's sugar in nicotine, and we put sugar in lots of our foods. So what are some of the foods for long-term happiness? Well, I'm glad you said that, and I'm going to tell you. There are a huge number of other foods that promote long-term happiness. One is the foods that have omega-3s. And when Dr. Vijay and I have talked about the importance of essential fatty acids, particularly omega-3s more than omega-6s. So we can get omega-3s from fish, from different marine oil supplements. Flaxseed, we can get omega-6s and omega-3s also. The various different almonds, pistachios, pecans are extremely beneficial to supporting not just the healthy moods, but healthy brain function. Green tea, your adaptogens. Your adaptogen and herbs are, if we're feeling too hyper, it'll calm us down. If we're too sedate, it'll give us a little more energy. And ginseng is a great one. Cordyceps mushrooms. I've talked to before about Vitacell, the polysaccharide polypeptide product. So we can go on and on and on. And here are some of the things to avoid. If you don't want to get this up and down, we can avoid by eliminating, here we go, sugar and caffeine. If you really want to maintain healthy moods, it's critical to avoid refined sugar and caffeine from all sources. That means no caffeinated coffee, no donuts, no cookies, and no Pepsis or Coca-Cola or any of the type of sodas. So if we're really serious about having happiness in our life without having the sugar, there are a lot of alternatives. So I understand that my guest is on the line because I really want to get to this guy. He's a great guy, and we're going to talk about neat things like bioidentical hormones, whatever that means. So let me introduce. Billy Weiss is a compounding pharmacist. He has a great pharmacy in Gastonia, North Carolina. I'm familiar with Gastonia. I was there a couple years ago, and in the early 90s, I worked with Major League Baseball, and I believe there was a AA or AAA Blue Jays practice or had their farm team in Gastonia. So, Billy, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came on. We have a lot of questions. We're going to go into a break in probably in a couple minutes, but explain to me what a compounding pharmacist is, please.
Well, just a pharmacist who's able to customize medicine to the exact specifications that a patient would need, that a doctor would order, just allows much more flexibility than what the drug companies, they say that one or two or three strengths of each medicine fits everyone. Mm-hmm. And we tend to treat people more as individuals and customize doses and combinations, and just allows us much more flexibility in dosage forms and different things.
So as opposed to somebody going to these, I'm not going to mention any names, but some of these big, huge chain drugstores that you see on every corner in every city in every country, you guys are a little different.
Absolutely. We do things differently. Of course, we know our customers. They know us by name, personalized service, and then again, we're able to customize plans specifically for each person.
Are you taught this in pharmacy school?
No, absolutely not. We went to Professional Compounding Centers of America, my wife and I and my partner, in Houston, Texas, and had specialized training for compounding prescriptions.
So it's similar to then what medical doctors belong to ACAM, American Academy of Advanced Medicine, where they can do chelation, they can do alternative medicines. They take seminars, and I believe there's even an examination to qualify. Same thing?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Very similar.
And what groups do you belong to?
I'm right now working on a master's degree from the American Academy of Anti-Aging, which is through the University of South Florida School of Medicine. And, of course, I'm a member of the Professional Compounders Associations of America and International Academy of Compounding Pharmacists.
Okay, I think
IACP.
Later on in the show, if there's an 800 number or something like that, of course, you know where your place is at, but if people want more information, if they live in other parts of the country, are there associations that if people, because this show goes all over the world, so if somebody's listening to it in Canada or Mexico or in Europe or in Asia, are there affiliations around the world?
Yes, they can Google PCCA or Professional Compounding Centers of America and or IACP, International Academy of Compounding Pharmacists, and they will have a list for each area.
Okay.
That's available, that's specially trained, yes.
We'll give that out in a few minutes.
Okay.
We'll come back to the break. So we're going to talk about bioidentical hormones, and we have a couple minutes before the break. Billy, please give me a definition of bioidentical hormones.
Well, I guess the best way to describe those bioidentical hormones are hormones that are identical to what God intended the body to have and what the body makes naturally. So they're chemically and structurally exact equivalents of what the body would naturally make. So when we're able to use bioidentical versus synthetic, made in a lab, made from lots of them, unfortunately made from horse urine, that don't match what the body would naturally make. Obviously, we have a lot less side effects by putting back in the body what the body recognizes than we do by putting in synthetic, altered chemical structures into the body. So they just offer huge advantages. They really treat things. They're just tremendous. I mean, I have so many women and men who come in and just say, I feel 20, 30 years younger. My hot flashes are gone. My fibrocystic breast is gone. My endometriosis is, just over and over and over. I was able to get pregnant finally. And just different things like that we see all the time.
So the million-dollar question, my friend, is it sounds so simple and it sounds so healthy. Why aren't the OBGYNs prescribing, or GPs, for women particularly, why aren't they prescribing this? Why are they going to the old estrogen replacement therapy? Like you said, female mare urine for, Premarin. Why are they going back to that?
Well, it's just what they've been trained. It's what they know. It's what the drug companies are pushing. The drug companies here in America can't patent naturally found substances, so there's no money for them in bioidentical hormones. So not only do they go and push the mare's urine and those things, they also at the same time will tell the docs and the nurse practitioners and physician's assistants how bad the bioidentical are, how dangerous they are. And it gets to a point where the physicians are just, they don't know what to do, and so they're very hesitant to prescribe them, because they're, obviously they're trying to not harm anyone, and the drug companies have just done a really good job of convincing them that they may with these things.
Now, it's interesting. It seems like a common theme, because when we have a lot of doctors on our show that have either written books, have done research and studies on, and again, Dr. Vijay and I stay with everything that's natural as best as possible, and a common theme seems to be that when we ask about the conventional or allopathic doctors, how are they educated? And there's hardly any nutritional schooling at all in medical school, so they're educated by the pharmacist. So the pharmacist is going to paint a picture saying, oh, no, vitamin C. Oh, no, somebody got sick one time with vitamin C. Let's don't do anything with vitamin C. So it seems like a common theme with this. It's maybe someday we can break this through, by listening to our show, going to your pharmacy and being educated by your staff. So I got lots of questions, Billy. We need to go to a commercial. We love our sponsors dearly, and they pay for the show, so we will honor that. We'll be right back.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Howard Piper, or Dr. H. Again, Dr. Vijay is traveling one more time, so hopefully we'll catch up with her next week. And we have as our guest a friend of mine, Billy Weiss, who is a compounding pharmacist, and we are talking about the miracle of bioidentical hormones. Now, I've heard with bioidentical hormones, we can, we can overcome situations like fatigue, hot flashes, ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, fibromyalgia, sexual dysfunction, migraines, anger. How does this work? Let's just take one at a time. So whichever one you want to jump, because I gave you a big bunch of choices.
Well, I guess kind of the depression, the anger, the ADHD all kind of tie together, because progesterone is the body's natural antidepressant, the body's natural calming hormone. So obviously in a hyperactive child or adult, it has common effects. It just relaxes the body. It just kind of mellows the person out. And it's, again, the natural antidepressant of the body, so it helps tremendously in those depressive states. It helps just the mood lift. It just makes the person a general overall more well-being or well-feeling. What were some of the other ones we were going to talk about? I'm sorry.
Well, actually, when you talk about progesterone, so what's the difference between me going to whatever local health food store and just picking up some of the progesterone cream, or sometimes they have the wild yam cream, as opposed to going to a compounding pharmacy like yours and having a prescription for prescription progesterone?
Well, obviously, first of all, most of your over-the-counter creams contain a lot of other ingredients. And they do that so they can make them over the counter. And, of course, the doses aren't individualized, and they're very small doses, or what we like to call more homeopathic-type doses, versus going to a licensed healthcare professional who can test you and see how much you need, and based on your symptoms, we can discuss the proper dose in the proper amount with no additives or preservatives or other chemicals or other things that can be harmful. So we do those things. I had a lady the other day who is allergic to gluten or has a gluten sensitivity, and she went to the health food store and bought some cream like that and ended up swollen, almost looked pregnant. She was swollen that much, and come to find out that the cream actually had gluten in it.
Wow.
And so it had upset her gluten sensitivity. So, of course, there's more control, and we put it in cosmetic bases and make sure there's no gluten or soy or any of those kind of things that we're trying to avoid. So it can just be dangerous sometimes when you get into those things.
Well, we talked a little bit last week, Dr. Vijay and I, about that 81% of us in the United States have a gluten intolerance. So, boy, it's really important to really, really read the ingredients. And again, we've talked about for a lot of people having allergies towards soy In fact, in my ADD book, I talk about children, get children off of soy, get them off of wheat, get them off of corn, get them off of sugar, of course. So how do I know, or people that are listening to our show, how do we know that we have possibility of low progesterone?
Well, if you look at the studies, and there's plenty of studies on bioidentical hormones out there, despite what a lot of times the traditional medical community will tell you, almost all ladies, once they're kind of past the ovulation age, 35 to 40 age, they really start to show signs of what we call estrogen dominance, where there's more estrogen in the system than and not enough progesterone to offset the symptoms or the effects of the estrogen. So you would find things like sore breast or unusual bleeding or longer bleeding or shorter bleeding and just a myriad of symptoms, fibrocystic breast, endometriosis, PMS, even in younger women, migraine headaches. There's so many symptoms that folks can have, depression, like we talked about. It just goes on and on and on. Infertility, even in younger ladies, can be a sign of progesterone deficiency. Progesterone is the cycle or the menstrual cycle's timekeeper. So it helps regulate the cycle and keep them normal. It helps progestation. I mean, obviously, it helps maintain the pregnancy. Most or a lot of miscarriages are just a progesterone deficiency. So a lot of times when a lady is infertile, it's just a progesterone deficiency, what we call a luteal phase defect. Their body is not making enough progesterone. So with progesterone suppositories or cream, we can help tremendously with those issues. Sleep, a lot of times lack of sleep is related to low progesterone. So there's just a myriad of things that we run across that progesterone is so useful for.
Now, as a naturopathic doctor, I was taught to find the balance of whether somebody's high or low with hormones is to do a saliva test. Yet, if the women go to their GYN, there's going to be a blood test, left or right, which is right, which is not right.
Well, you're definitely correct in the fact that most of them are only going to do blood. They're just not familiar with saliva. The problem with that is that the hormone that's attached to the red blood cells is not really available to the tissues. And what's important is the hormone that's available to the tissues, to the body. So when you measure saliva, you're measuring what's available to the tissues, and that's much more important. Often when we measure it in blood, we end up overdosing the lady or the gentleman because we're getting more than necessary to the tissue. And we obviously want to use the lowest dose that works in anything, even bioidentical hormones. We don't want to use more than the body has to have or need. So saliva is definitely a preferred way to measure the sex hormones.
Okay. So we've talked a little about progesterone. I want to talk about a guy thing. Testosterone.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can go to the health food store, or sometimes the gyms are selling these supplements that'll raise my testosterone. Or there's gels, there's creams, and again, there's over-the-counter stuff. And how do I know? Okay, we can do hopefully the hormone saliva test. You know, if we can get our doctors to do that. What do I need to do to maintain, you know, a nice healthy amount of testosterone? Because as we know, you know, with us guys, it has a tendency of getting lower. Or you know, a lot of guys that are HIV positive also have that situation where they end up having low testosterone. So I hear these people guys trying to get creams, gels, raise your libido with supplements. What do we do?
Well, it is true that in the studies, 25% of men age 30 are testosterone deficient. Now, lots of that is from lack of exercise, lack of proper nutrition. I mean, that's the first place we want to start with any of these things. We want to try to see if the body will naturally produce enough. Lots of times that's just not possible anymore as we age, especially. So we do replace testosterone. The problem with the over-the-counter things that you're talking about that can raise testosterone lots of times is they're very hard on the liver. They can damage the liver, so you really have to be careful about those things. The creams, again, just like the progesterone, you don't know what they contain. They're usually homeopathic doses. Many times they're kind of black market things, especially if you find it in a gym. You know, something somebody's made in their back room sometimes. It can be very damaging to folks. So I recommend they go to a trained healthcare professional and get a proper dose if exercise and diet and doing the right things doesn't correct their issues.
So difference between injections, because I know a lot of guys will give themselves their shots every day, as opposed to the transdermal creams.
Yeah, the problem is with the injection, you usually do it once every 2 weeks or once a month, and it's not a bioidentical testosterone because it's a long-acting testosterone, and the body naturally makes a little bit of testosterone every day. So it's much more beneficial. More beneficial to the person and to the body and to the everything to put a little bit on daily like the body would naturally make versus a big dose with the injection, and they feel really good for a little while because they have very high levels, and then they feel really bad at the end because they've crashed, and so they're up and down, up and down, up and down. What we want to do is try to mimic what naturally would occur in the body, which is a small dose on a daily basis. And they seem to be much more stable and feel much better that way.
It's interesting when you say that because I wrote an article about energy drinks, and energy drinks would do exactly what you just said. You know, you feel good and then you get a crash.
Yep.
And as opposed to the Vitacell, which you know about the polysaccharide polypeptide, it just gives you that the release with the energy throughout the day, so it's not a I feel great, and all of a sudden I'm down. You know, so like what I talked before too about the foods of long-term happiness instead of short-term happiness. We have a couple minutes before a break. I have an email here somebody just sent in, and if you need to email me, you know, while we're doing the show, email me at info@kissyourlifehello.com. But I really would like to save this for when we come back because she's asking a question about the estrogens, and there's a lot of confusion, and what are the healthy estrogens and what are the unhealthy. So we have a couple of minutes before a break. People that are listening to our show and they have a bunch of questions to ask you beside myself, how can we get hold of you, and phone, email, website?
Email is probably the best way, and it's prescriptions, plural, at bellsouth.net. Okay. Phone number is 704-867-3518. Probably best with an email. Obviously, I kind of stay busy with consulting with folks during the day on different issues, health issues.
Okay. And you're in North Carolina, so you're Eastern Standard Time.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. How's your weather over there, by the way?
Oh, it's really, really warm. In the 100-degree range every day right now.
Oh, see that. Remember, Billy, I live in Palm Springs, so that's cool for us.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes, sir. It's pretty warm for us. It's just so humid. It's pretty warm.
Okay, we have like a minute before we go to a commercial break. I just want to just wrap up this thing about with the progesterone. So there's a difference between going to the health food store and progesterone and actually getting a prescription from a doctor. Is it just from a doctor that we need to get this prescription? Can we go to anybody else?
Most typically we deal with nurse practitioners or physician's assistants, and they have to understand that there are prescription progestins that the drug companies make. And again, they've done a good job of convincing the medical community that that is progesterone, when in reality it's anti-progesterone. It gets into the progesterone receptors and blocks the body's natural progesterone from working. So it's very important that they understand the difference between what a drug company says is progesterone that's not, and what is truly bioidentical progesterone.
Okay, so when we go to the doctor and he or she writes a script for us, or for, let's say, Meg goes to the doctor, goes to GYN, and says, okay, we're going to prescription for natural progesterone. This doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a bioidentical going to a compound pharmacy. If she just goes to one of the big chain stores, they're just going to give progestin. Is that what you said?
Progestins, that's correct, which is actually, like, say, anti-progesterone. It actually, and that's why it has so such a list of side effects is really scary. Breast cancer, stroke, heart attacks, those kind of things.
Wow. Okay, let's go take a break, and we come back. We'll answer this woman's question that she just emailed me. So we'll be right back.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you.
Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. I forgot my name, Dr. H., and a great pharmacist, Billy Weiss, very, very educated gentleman. I pick his brain all the time when I have questions, you know, that I get a little stymied. So we have an email. Actually, it's from Toronto, Canada. Oh, God bless you, from up in Canada. And she asked a question that the confusion of the various forms of estrogen. I know there's like three different forms, unless there's more. What are the bad girls and what are the good girls?
Well, estriol is the most protective of the estrogens that's naturally found in the body. And usually you find it about 80% in an average, you know, as kind of the standard is what you find in a lady's body when you test it. It's the most prominent estrogen, not only when you're not pregnant, but when you are pregnant. So it's protective from the other more, it's kind of the weakest of the three estrogens is naturally found. Estradiol, made by the ovaries, is a stronger estrogen, but it's also what is responsible for female characteristics. I mean, it's what sets women and men apart. So that's a not a necessarily a bad estrogen, just when we get too much of it, when ladies get too much or men get too much, that's where the problems come in, and not enough of the estriol and progesterone to set it off. Estrone, the third estrogen, is the strongest estrogen and the most harmful, is made in the fat cells, in the tissue, in the fat cells of the body. So generally, we do not give ladies estrone. We give them estradiol and estriol and usually in an 80% estriol, 20% estradiol, or sometimes 100% estriol is all they need.
Mm-hmm.
So the body will convert what is necessary to estrone. And the heavier the lady is, the more fat that a lady has, more estrone that they're going to make naturally, which is another reason you were talking about earlier about sugar and those things. So obviously thinner and more fit produces less estrone, which is usually a good thing for most folks.
So with this estrogen replacement therapy, which Premarin falls under, what type of estrogen are they using?
Well, Premarin is actually 50% estradiol, no estriol at all, and 197 unidentified horse estrogens. So it's tough. I mean, I don't know many ladies that really require horse estrogen, and that's the problem that we have.
Isn't there another one that's out there, too, besides Premarin, Progest or something?
Well, there's Provera, which is the progestin that we were talking about. And there's different combinations, Prim-Pro and Prim-Phase, that are the Premarin plus the Provera or the medroxyprogesterone, which is the antiprogesterone product.
So the best way is to get a panel hormone saliva test to test for progesterone, to test for women too, testosterone, the three different estrogens, cortisol.
Absolutely, we try to do 4 cortisol throughout the day. We try to do a melatonin level. We like to get a DHEA level, which is another very important hormone that we need to make sure is in the proper concentrations in the body. And that's kind of the panel that we try to get on most, you know, most typically, unless somebody's having a specific issue.
Mm-hmm. So the frustration I'm sensing now is that most women are going to end up going to their GYN or their GP, and they're going to have a blood test done.
That's correct.
And it's not going to give them exactly, you know, the right, I assume, the right numbers. You know, I've done the hormone saliva test for many years when I was practicing, and the numbers are just, like, right on. And then we just know that, you know, this is what exactly what the person needs, whether it's a male or female. So what do we do then if we're just going to a doctor that's going to do a blood test? You know, how true are we going to get the result? And then are we able to get that prescription and take it to a compounding pharmacy like yours?
Well, absolutely. You can get the prescription and take it to any compounding pharmacy. I would personally recommend a PCCA-trained compounding pharmacy. Not all are, and you certainly don't have to be, but it's specialized training. You have, I think, better chemicals that are purer and more suitable for the body. But on the blood test end, sometimes that's all you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that a lot of times ladies will get an overdose of estrogen when that's the case. We don't really mind so much if their progesterone is a little higher than it should be, because it's so protective of the breast from cancers and heart attacks and these different things and the endometrial cancers and things. So the progesterone's not that big of an issue if it's a little overdose, but the estrogen and the testosterone, you know, can be a problem.
You gave at the beginning of the show, and please do it again, you know, if I'm living in a city that I don't know if there's compound pharmacy, and they're also connected to the, you call the PCCA, there's a phone number or website that I can check to see who is who?
You can. I'm not sure exactly what their website is, but it's Professional Compounding Centers of America. You can Google it. It'll come right up. They're out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And then the International Academy of Compounding Pharmacists, IACP. Both of those have sites that have lists of compounding pharmacies. I think you put in your zip code or your city, and they will give you the nearest compounding pharmacy who are members of those two organizations.
So we can Google Professional Compounding Centers of America, or maybe PCCA. Wow, okay. So we have these various forms of hormones. Let's talk a little about cortisol. Okay, we know that stress is connected with cortisol, and cortisol is connected with stress, the fight or flight. We know all these things there. To lower the cortisol, well, let's say if the numbers are high, the cortisol number is high, and we know it's through stress level. Does progesterone bring the cortisol level down?
Well, progesterone has kind of we talked about it having a calming effect, and usually if your cortisol is too high, like you said, you're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wired, I guess, is the word for it. So progesterone can be very calming, yes, so it can help the high cortisol. The interesting thing about progesterone is also, though, if you have low cortisol or what we call adrenal fatigue,
okay,
progesterone is very beneficial there. So it has the ability to work in both situations very effectively.
You know, it's interesting because when you're saying that, as you know, I've done iridology where I read the iris and it'll tell me pretty much what's going on with the body. And I will see so many people that are type A personalities that their adrenals are just fatigued. I mean, it's like they're going to hit this wall and this time they're not going to get up. And, you know, we talk about various different supplements. You know, Vitacell is one of them, and the fact that how simple it would be, well, sort of simple, if we can slow our life down, is to get a prescription and start taking the progesterone cream. And then yep. It's complementing, you know, what else we're taking as supplements.
It does help tremendously, and you mentioned the Vitacell and different things. We use high-dose vitamin C. We use adaptogenic herbs that are very beneficial. And you're right. I mean, these folks who usually have high cortisol, generally, after a period of time, they will crash and they will end up with low cortisol. So if they don't do something, they'll end up running on high for a while, and then they have the extreme fatigue. And you're right, it's very hard for the body to bounce back, especially if you're not taking care of yourself and resting properly and getting in proper supplements. And like you said, lots of times progesterone can be very, very helpful in that situation.
And the adrenals are the key factor. I mean, if we fatigue our adrenals out, it's just like a domino effect. Our body just goes down, 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 and then we end up compromising the immune system, and then it allows everything just to be, you know, walking right in. We have a couple more minutes for a break, but I want to save some of these questions for the conclusion. Any thoughts on, okay, we've touched the three different estrogens. We touched, you know, testosterone. And progesterone. So progesterone seems to be the all-around effect towards whether it's fatigue, whether it's migraines. I mean, you and I have a very dear friend of us in Palm Desert, and Mort, and he would say, take some progesterone cream and rub it on your forehead, and the migraines would go away.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing for that. Unless the person has a TMJ issue or a jaw issue, 95% of the time, the progesterone will take the headache away within just a few minutes. It's amazing to see what progesterone can do in those cases. Or, like you said, if somebody's very upset, it has a very common effect. If the folks can't sleep, the migraine headaches, if they have fibrocystic breast, usually within a few weeks of progesterone rubbed directly on the nodules and iodine therapy, a product called Iodorol, you'll see that go those cysts go away. Generally, unless endometriosis has been a very long period, progesterone suppositories and again iodine and proper diet and the other things that you talk about a lot, you will see their endometriosis go away without surgery. It's tremendous. Progesterone promotes what we call apoptosis, which is natural cell death.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very protective of the breast against cancer and the endometrial lining against cancer, the body in general. I mean, there's a John Hopkins study that says women with the highest progesterone levels have 5.4 times less breast cancer and 10 times less all cancers.
Wow.
So progesterone can be very, very beneficial to all of us in the proper amounts.
Okay, this is a very powerful show. So we need to pay our sponsors, or our sponsors need to take care of our show. So we'll be right back in a couple minutes.
opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show with Dr. H and my friend Billy Weiss, who is a compounding pharmacist in Gastonia, North Carolina. You know, people that are listening to the show, please, in 12 hours, the show is played the second time, and then the show is archived like all of our other previous shows for the past year. This would be a great gift. Download the show. You can do it on iPod, MP3, and share this. And share this information. This is probably one of the most powerful shows that we've ever had. And we're talking about the miracle of bioidentical hormones. So again, we've had another email, another woman. Yay for the ladies. And she's asking a question about osteoporosis. It's a huge, huge thing. You know, osteoporosis, watch on television, you know, take these drugs and your osteoporosis goes away and whatever you can do, you know, you're not going to have a problem anymore. What's the truth about osteoporosis and how are these bioidentical hormones going to work?
Well, if you look at the studies, Dr. Piper, the vast majority of ladies in the U.S. who have osteoporosis do not have a calcium deficiency. I think that's the first thing we need to address is the fact that we're always told calcium, calcium, calcium. Mm-hmm. And calcium is very important for the bones. Don't get me wrong, but most folks in the United States have plenty of calcium in the system. The problem is the lack of the other things, the magnesium, the phosphorus, the manganese,
right.
The other parts, the vitamin D, the vitamin K that the body needs to make the bones strong. The beauty of bioidentical hormones is, if you think about it, you don't find many 30 or even 40-year-old ladies who have osteoporosis. It's after, if you look at the studies, it's clearly after menopause that the osteoporosis shoots dramatically, the rates go dramatically up. The reason for that is progesterone is not being produced very, very small amounts by the adrenal glands after ovulation time is over. And so when menopause starts, they're not producing a lot of progesterone. They're not producing a lot of testosterone. And progesterone and testosterone with the right supplements, you can actually build 5% new bone a year. So, and that's clear in the studies that
folks who have osteoporosis or who have osteopenia, which is the beginning of the weakening of the bones, should, in my opinion, and I think the studies, again, are clear, should be on the proper supplements and the proper progesterone and, if necessary, testosterone therapy, and they will build back new bone. And it doesn't happen by taking the typical drugs that are out there, the Fosamaxes, the Benevas. They actually block the body's ability to do away with old weak bone. So your bone density may look better, but the bones are not strong. They're old and brittle. So we can see folks' bone density increase dramatically, tremendously, by doing the hormones and the proper supplements. And, of course, you know, you came and did a talk for me on it. The alkaline water, the Kangen water, is tremendous for preventing the body from pulling calcium and phosphorus from the bones because we keep the body more alkaline with the alkaline water and the proper diet, like you were talking about, low in sugar and things. So, yeah, osteoporosis is something that I don't think should be an epidemic. Unfortunately, in this country, it is because folks are just, I think, being led down the wrong path on what to do about it.
So it's interesting when you're saying this, because I'm saying to myself, wow, almost every week at the end of our show, excuse me, is that either Dr. Vijay or myself will talk about people taking responsibility, not just being sheep and going to the doctor for the physical and says, okay, for the ladies, no, you have osteoporosis, so you need to be on Fosamax. Okay, I'll take it. You know, I don't want to, but I'll take it. As opposed to taking responsibility and going in there and say, hey, doc, I understand that, you know, I've heard on the show, I've read in the book, that there are bioidentical hormones, and there's something we can do as opposed to, because I'm taking plenty of calcium, but maybe I'm not taking the other different things, and the doctor probably won't know the other things. Like you said, magnesium, absolutely. Calcium needs magnesium, vitamin K, vitamin D3 is very important. And say, okay, you know, how about let's do a hormone test and see where I am with my progesterone. And be adamant about it, and he'll probably, you know, humping, you know, and all these things. But take responsibility. Don't just sit behind the desk where the doctor's going to be sitting over there and just let him or her do whatever they want to. It's tough, and I think we have to be not only take responsibility, but we also have to be adamant about this, too. I'm getting on my high horse with this because I really get aggravated when people just tell me, well, my doctor told me to take this, and I'm taking this, and I'm having a reaction towards it. Okay, sexual dysfunction. We only have 2 minutes for sexual dysfunction, Billy. I wish I'd done a whole show on this one.
yeah, Ashley, we make sure she gets water stuff. Sexual dysfunction is something that can be helped dramatically, again, by different hormones. Progesterone will, if low, if deficient, will help when you replace it. It helps the libido. Estriol, the protective estrogen, 80% of what's usually found in a lady's body, is tremendous when used just small amounts vaginally for any of the vaginal dryness issues that may be an issue. You know, if the lady's just too dry, there's pain. Mm-hmm. That is easily corrected. If her testosterone is too low or her DHEA is too low, it will cause, you know, the lack of desire. So all those things tie in together to get the body back to a place that it's in a happy median and things work much better. We actually make some libido creams for women that work very, very well to just basically, as you understand, just like with a man, to increase blood flow, but they're natural substances. They work very well. Testosterone is one of the ingredients we use in our libido cream for ladies. There are supplements that you can take by mouth that can help. Acetyl-L-carnitine is great for men and women. It increases blood flow to the heart, to the brain, to the other parts of the body, the sex organs. Acetyl-L-carnitine is amazing for men with impotence or with those kind of issues. So we have a myriad of things that we use. And obviously, 80, I don't remember the study exactly, but over 80% of the men who had sexual dysfunction or erectile dysfunction had low testosterone. So when you start to replace it, things start to get better without the little blue pill or you know, the other ones that are on the market. And real quick, this is totally off the sexual dysfunction, but 88% of men in one study that had a heart attack had low testosterone. So it's not just about the sexual function.
Right.
It's about the overall health of the body.
Right. To wrap it up, people have questions. How can we get hold of you?
Prescriptions at bellsouth.net is probably the easiest and most efficient way, or my number is 704-867-3518.
I thank you for your time and your energy, Billy. You carry a strong, strong message, and thank you for your time, because I know your pharmacy is constantly being busy. I spent some time over there, and it's like, wow. And you give a lot of attention to people, individual attention. So God bless you, and we'll talk later.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Well, it was a great show, and as I say each week, if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. I love you all. Until next week. Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.